Number one, how did you come about joining Biomod? What was your role in Biomod? I was there when Angelo talked about Biomod at UPOU back in August in 2009. Based on my background, next to Diego, I was thought of as the guy from UPOU who will best fit in with the project. Yeah, I understood the technical aspects of what Angelo was trying to do. But what really made me a willing participant was that Biomod was an opportunity to do something different. I had never really been part of an art project before, and here was an invitation right in front of me. My role somewhat changed as the project progressed. I saw myself as the one who specialized in the technical parts of Biomod, you know, making the computers work and deciding which plants or animals we could use in the installation. But as time went by, I found myself constantly being nudged by Angelo and Diego to contribute more creative input. I was actually incredibly insecure about that, but I'd like to think that I had some success with it. But the most fulfilling thing I did was being the guy who provided any support whenever someone needed it. And yes, a lot of people did need it. And I became an all-around guy in the process. At some point, I didn't really feel the need to have any more direct technical or creative input anymore because I already saw my own fingerprints in what almost everybody else was doing anyway. Question 2. Explain briefly about the theme of Bayanihan in relationship to collaboration and about Philippine hybridity. Well, Bayanihan is collaboration. One can look at the pictures taken during the Biomod LBA2 project and see how Bayanihan manifested itself even at a very literal level with, you know, people carrying that 10-foot structure from venue to venue. And that was only the tip of the iceberg. It's all about people working together to achieve a goal which is otherwise difficult to achieve by oneself. When I think of hybridity, I think of what is it that makes something or someone Filipino. Hybridity has arguably manifested itself more than ever in pop culture. Does a song need to have Tagalog lyrics to be considered Filipino music? You know, that sort of thing. Hybridity works both ways. It can be a catalyst for an incredibly rich culture, but at the same time, we could lose any distinction that can be irrefutably identified as Filipino. Number 3. Briefly talk about the future of Biomod in the Philippines and around the world. Well, we already did see Biomod, commemoration of the Biomod LBA2. Students from other schools has also picked up on it. I'm sure Biomod-related projects will continue to pop up as long as word keeps spreading, each with results looking very different from the others before them. But what I would also like to see is the continued evolution of Biomod. I think it would be especially interesting if it went outside the bounds of what any of us had currently conceived, including Angelo's own. There is something that we call a horizontal development, where we can improve on what's on the surface. And there's vertical development, where we can try to take the core concepts of Biomod to new levels. I hope to see the development through both aspects in the future. 4. Compare your original expectations to the end result of Biomod LBA2. There were a lot of lofty goals back at the beginning. There were big ideas flying near left and right during the early meetings of the first members of the Biomod LBA2 team. But at some point, everyone really had to take a step back and look at each other and say that we need to be a bit more realistic about this. But still, there were things that I had hoped would have turn out better. On the surface, I would have wanted to see nicely carved frame of the structure instead of that rough coconut lumber that we used. And more importantly, I would have wanted to establish a more stable and lower maintenance mini ecosystem. I guess those are some of the reasons why I went on to do Sea Biomod, and up to now, I still constantly think of better means of implementing these parts of Biomod. Question number 5. The relationship with UP Open University and their help with the Biomod exhibit. On paper, the UP Open University stands as one of the principal sponsors of Biomod LBA2. And throughout that 4 or 5 month period of working on the project, UPOU provided shelter for both the work in progress and the people building it, along with what resources and manpower that could be spared. In return, its facilities and students got a first-hand experience in being part of a new media art project spanning across the world. Angelo also got the chance to be part of the UPOU faculty to some extent. But I think such a description doesn't give enough justice to the reality of the matter. Biomod became part of the everyday lives of the UPOU people directly involved in the project. While I can't really say that everyone else who were really into what went on in the work area, those whom I knew that were, constantly took an interest, providing assistance whenever they could. And counting the chancellor and the vice chancellors and the deans among those people meant a lot to us. Question number 6. Connecting the theme of UP Open University's community to the Biomod project in terms of cross-cultural collaboration. This is a tough one. In the earlier days of the UP Open University, someone mused that what some people called cheating in traditional learning or classroom-based learning, we call collaboration distance learning. In my own online classes, I constantly tell students never to directly address questions or answers to me. Students should be encouraged to discuss freely among themselves as they might get to something which I could not have provided on my own. I can't say it's like that for the entire university, but even in my own classes, it doesn't work all the time. But it is something that, you know, we would like to collectively espouse at the very least. And it's always interesting when online courses light up with the activity. When initial inhibitions among students start to melt, participants in the visual personality start to show, as tempered by their locale and upbringing. Filipinos living overseas, you know, they tend to behave differently as well. And non-Filipinos, well, that goes without saying. Given the innate cultural diversity among Filipinos, things can potentially get colorful. And yes, one can make out these nuances even in an online discussion. And this sort of diversity fits the concept of Biomod really well, and I guess it showed when the installation was finally completed. Question number 7, the Sea Biomod project at UPOU. Guys, this is going to be a bit long, so I've already written something and I'm just going to recite it. The commemorative Biomod piece, or Sea Biomod, was born out of a certain degree of unfulfillment on my part. I felt that Biomod LBE2 had an anticlimactic conclusion, not just because it got overshadowed by a super typhoon flooding Manila at the time, but also because it ended with UPOU having little to show for. We took a back seat at the final leg of the project, with the installation receiving its final touches in the exhibit space of another school. I wanted to start something this time, at a smaller scale, but with people from UPOU expressing a much stronger sense of ownership. This was going to be something they will look back to and say, hey, I was a huge part of that. knowing Angelo and watching him think and work, if he looked back, he'd probably be surprised to recall the compromises he thought he didn't have to make at the beginning in order to keep the project going. But there were a thing or two he couldn't let go, particularly the concept of recycling heat. I always knew where he was coming from and why it was so important to him, but the reality was it simply wouldn't be appreciated here in the Philippines as it would in some place like North America or Europe. I only heard him openly accept this reality months after the closing of LBA2, and it was also his way of telling us that we were free to move on completely as we see fit. And so we did. Us still interested veterans of the LBA2 project and the new group of young and eager UPOU students. We made a lot of significant tweaks. Heck, even my own ideas weren't sacred at the time anymore. Whereas Biomod LBA2 and let's even ATH1 were essentially enclosed systems with users on the outside looking in. See, Biomod, on the other hand, put the users directly there, right there along in the middle with everything else. It wasn't also so much about trapping and recycling heat emitted by the computers to make help a better environment for plants and animals to live in, but the mini ecosystem helping to keep the computers cool. It's basically the same thing, but seen from different perspectives. True enough, the Filipino audience had an easier time appreciating that explanation. But the heart of the concept remained the same. Synergy between biology and technology, packaged as an art installation. We had the installation and display at UPOU back in February in 2010, and finally at the PIFGEX, or the Philippine International Flora and Fauna Green Living Expo in Manila, at the end of July the same year. After that, it went on display for some more time at the National Computer Center building in UP Diliman. And then after that, like in LBA2, we dismantled C-Biomod and had its parts distributed among the project team members and then to anyone else who wanted them. All in all, it was a very gratifying experience. I knew that many of the former LBA2 team members had ideas of their own regarding Biomod, which never really materialized. C-Biomod was their chance to have a more active hand to implement those ideas, and I'm happy to say that they took it, and they displayed a sense of ownership that rivaled even my own. This was definitely something they can be and are proud to be part of.